I have zero clients. I've heard these words from so many of my clients wanting to build their business. It's usually said with a fear of judgment, said almost like a confession and accompanied by a look of shame. And sometimes it's followed by an emphasized zero paying clients, because they really want to emphasize that they are trading services, not being paid, and that they feel shame for not being paid. I get it. Listen, I've been there. And when I was there, I felt so embarrassed about it that I did not want to admit the state of affairs to anyone. This happened years ago when I was starting to build my business, getting steady clients, and then also decided to have a baby in there. So, of course, as you might imagine, when I had a baby, the doors to my business closed for a while. That was my choice, of course, but the doors closed. So at the time, as a new mom, I was completely overwhelmed, surviving on very little sleep. And when I returned to coaching, I had zero clients, a business that was actually costing us money. And so the thought of paying for childcare without any clients felt a little bit risky. So I didn't know how I was going to start over again, especially with a baby in the mix. But then I'll tell you, I made one small change that made a big difference. So it came about when I was coaching myself. I was practicing my tools on myself, trying to shift some of my mindset. And then after I did so, I casually had this thought, pretty nice that I always have a coach around. And then it dawned on me, and pretty nice that I always have a client. And that's when it clicked. I noticed the story that I had been telling about having zero clients. I also was saying how hard it would be having a new baby and no childcare. This was a story that I replayed over and over again. And it made growing my business feel even that much more difficult. So then when I started to think that I always had a client, it felt easier for me to shift the thought from going from zero to one clients to having clients and just getting more clients. This was my mindset shift, and it created a huge energy shift for me too. Then I started to play with this even more. I thought, well, I want paying clients, so why not pay myself too? I remembered the story of Jim Carrey paying himself $1 million before he was a well-known actor. I thought, well, why not? Let's try it. So I started to pay myself for every session. And then I would tell the story that I always had a paying client. This felt empowering. It was a mindset and energy shift, and I noticed that my business started to get more clients too. It felt like I was beginning to thrive again. So, I really want you to thrive too. And if you're telling the story about yourself or your business that makes you feel shame or embarrassment, disappointment, or doubt about growing your business, that's the place to stop that story. Because shaming yourself for how much money your business is or isn't making, or how many clients you do or don't have, will more likely hurt your business than help it. Part of that is because we instinctively want to protect ourselves from shame. So if we're constantly shaming ourselves, then think about it. We're less likely to take risks where we might then be following that with shame, or to be seen, or to make an ask, or to do other actions that we might feel inspired to do to grow our business. Once I started saying that I had clients, I started to feel better about getting childcare. I started to feel better about sending out proposals and getting more clients. I went through Master Coach training, and as I said, my business was thriving again, and then the doors closed again because I had baby number two. But here's the difference between baby number one and baby number two, or what I could say, closing the business doors the first time versus the second time, is that the second time around, I never said that I had zero clients. Never. I was still coaching myself. So I continued telling the story that I always had a client. I always had a paying client too. Reopening didn't feel like a big hurdle then. I didn't know exactly how I was going to grow the business, if I was going to grow it in the same way. But the big difference was that I didn't have any doubt that I could. I didn't have any doubt that I would get more clients. Now, that might not seem like a big deal, but it really is. What you say about yourself and your business is a reflection of your mindset and beliefs, which influence your energy and what you do, and then also what you attract. So, for me, around the same time that I started to feel ready to taper off maternity leave and take on more clients, I also started to get inquiries about my return. I have to believe that that has everything to do with my energy and what I was putting out there about always having clients, and then when I was telling the universe that I was ready for more. I took action too, but the action was fueled by confidence and ease and excitement. There was no hiding and shaming and embarrassment or doubt that time around. I went into growing my business feeling like I was already thriving and excited for more, even before I got my second paying client. So don't overlook what you're believing, saying, and feeling about your business on a day-to-day basis. Shifting mindset and energy may be the very thing that leads to the growth you're wanting. Because my guess is that you already have a lot of tactics and knowledge about your industry and how to grow your business. But if you're telling a story that makes you feel shame or doubt, then you're creating an uphill battle for yourself for growing that business. Okay, so like I said, I want you to thrive. I want you to feel like your business is thriving too. So if you'd like some help with this, I'd love to help you. What I decided to do is offer 60-minute discovery coaching sessions. So these are an opportunity for you to learn about my style of coaching and what we might be able to do together, but you're also getting a coaching session. You're getting a sample of the work. This is an opportunity for you to identify what thought patterns might be getting in the way of your business growth. And we can also talk about how to develop a mindset for prosperity, expansion, and thriving in your industry. So, do you feel inspired to join me? I hope that you will. If you're in, then just click the link below and you'll be taken right to my calendar for scheduling. If it doesn't feel like right timing for you, that's cool too. The one thing that I hope that you'll take away from this is to notice if you're telling a story that makes you feel shame or embarrassment or doubt. And then tell a story that makes you feel empowered and like you're already thriving.